Hello and welcome to the first episode of Microsoft's Commercial Licensing's Cloudcast, where we explore how Microsoft is evolving the way it does business and investigate the issues that you, our partners and sellers, want to know about. Each episode will dive into launches, readiness, and guidance. Joining us as our first guest this week is Martina Milligan, Director of Commercial Licensing Readiness and Landing within the Cloud and Enterprise and AI Marketing team. First, we'll walk through a few updates from the commercial licensing world. You may have noticed that Azure RIs are now available for sale in CSP, as well as the EA. Keep an eye out for trainings and readiness coming soon. There's also an updated licensing guidance deck that's covering all products and segments available, including some of the recent emails you've seen from the business groups. You can find that internally at whackwhack.ms. WAC FY18_licensing_guidance. And for partners, you can find a partner-facing version on Partner University. So I'll go ahead and get started with Martina. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So you're here to talk to us today about modern commerce.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Well, we'd love to kick off with kind of explaining what modern commerce is. What's the big deal?
I mean, a lot of people ask me, how do you even start translating this term, modern commerce? And so it can be challenging if we thinking about a global business. And, you know, you can gather that I'm not, English is not my first language. So, you know, I always translate it for myself as modernizing our customers buying and our partners selling experience. And so the truth is that in the last decade, the ways of doing business have changed, and our customers and our consumers are demanding much more agile and flexible transactional models that will enable them to do business the way they want. And they want digital experience, like us, all consumers. And, you know, I can give you a very real example. You know, I couldn't run my life without Amazon.com. You know, the way Amazon, at least here in the U.S., is running the mothers' lives is incredible. And so, you know, consumers, and I think our changes in Microsoft are a lot driven by consumers and what they demand, has certainly came to the licensing world. And we really need to rethink how we, what choices we are giving to our customers to do business with us.
So I totally understand that. That's a mission after 30 years of doing business the way we have been.
Yeah. I think the time is right now. Every organization today is dealing in some shape or form with digital transformation, and a lot of organizations come to us with, and what is Microsoft doing in terms of their digital transformation? You know, what can we learn from? And I would position modern commerce as one small part of that digital transformation, how we are enabling our customers to modernize their buying experiences. And so, in a way of improving the our customers' experience, we're really trying to, optimize our customers' working environments and to really help their employees to achieve more and, you know, empower their employees more. Customers also told us, through our different listening forums that doing business with Microsoft is really complicated and is suboptimal in many respects. And so we had to be thinking about what is it that our customers find so overwhelming. Is it, sitting with their lawyers and reading through tons of paperwork, or is it that they don't have the right choices to buy through different channels, or is it the inconsistency of some of the offers and the pricing we have in our licensing world?
So on that note, as these changes are happening, what should partners and our sellers be anticipating in terms of changes or things they'll start seeing happening coming from your team?
Yeah. The kind of a motto we will be using for modern commerce is the vision. And the vision, I believe, is pretty simple. It's providing our customers with, number one, consistent set of offers, so they can see some consistency in the offers we bring to market. That will be available through distinct channels, and I can go deeper into that, but there will be three. And those will be supported by a modern commerce platform, so, providing a connected, unified experience for our customers.
So you mentioned three channels. So what is that the typical channels that we've got right now? So people can buy through a partner, they can buy online, they can buy through Microsoft, depending on what their relationship is. What does that look like within modern?
Yeah. So in modern, we, as you said, we have three channels. We also call them sometimes GTMs, or go-to-markets, yeah, motions, where the customer, can make purchases through any of them. Number one is through partners. Number one is to self-serve. And number three is a Microsoft-assisted motion. And in that motion, we are really talking about our frontline field sellers and also our inside sales function. Just to bring it a little bit to alive and give you, some examples. So partners, as an example, they can access this new modern modern kind of a commerce experience through Partner Center. They can also access it through Azure Portal on behalf of their customers if they have the privileges. Partners can also connect their own system with the new modern commerce platform, but this will require changes on their end. For the self-service motion, so customers who do want to buy themselves because they just want to add few copies of an office to their estate, or they understand what they are looking for to buy, they can use different portals based on, those buying needs. So, for example, they can buy business applications through Microsoft Store for Business. They can also buy Azure services through Azure Portal. So this motion we really felt under a lot of pressure to address, and we had to really enable our customers to give them the choice. It's 2018. The feedback we got from our customers over the last few months is they can go to aws.com and buy a copy of Windows Server, but they can't do it from Microsoft.com. So we really, really felt like we had to address this weakness. And then, so if I talk briefly about the Microsoft sales professionals, they will use a specific Microsoft internal portals depending on their role. And it's important to say that, partners plays an important role in this motion too. And I don't want you guys to be under impression that our sellers will work completely independently. It is true that, purely transactional partners' revenue may potentially shrink. Microsoft sellers will, though, continue to depend on partners for solution design, project management services, migration services, or support. So the new platform should make it much easier for our sellers to connect customers with the right partner depending on the service or solution the customer is seeking.
Wow. So do you anticipate, and this is a bit of a loaded question, but we may all be thinking kind of, how are our roles going to change from an internal seller roles and partners? There's a lot of transformation that you kind of alluded to. What can we do to be kind of anticipating or preparing for these changes? Is there any kind of thoughts of advice or comfort that you can bring to us?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit loaded question. I think in the world of a digital transformation, and you know, if you've been around Microsoft for a few years, we all working in a very agile environment, one that is changing on an annual basis. The modern commerce is all about helping to digitalize and helping to have much more better connected experience. So thinking about how our roles is going to change, potentially, you know, we will be asked to do automated tasks through some of the new tools we have and be much more self-sufficient. Those tools should be so slick and so well connected into our platform that you know, it should take only a few minutes for every one of us to be able to complete transaction. And so the most of the time, I would expect our sellers and certainly partners to have the conversations with our customers about how else they can help their business to digitalize and help them to evolve, rather than to spend hours locked in the room with lawyers reviewing paperwork and trying to negotiate.
On that note, I think, what are you and your team worried about? What's keeping you up at night around modern commerce? Is there anything that you're concerned about or excited about?
Concerned about, I guess it takes a village. It's a change. A lot of people ask me, especially in the field, so when can I have this thing? This new shiny thing is so awesome. The vision is so awesome. I want it tomorrow. And, you know, my usual answer is, well, we already started the journey and you can't have it tomorrow because it's all a little bit like a puzzle. We will be adding capabilities and we will be adding new changes or making new changes as we go. As we learn from one small change, we will then hopefully apply some of that learning to the next change and you know, complete another piece of the puzzle. So what keeps me up at night is how will we land that across globally with each of the subsidiaries and with each one of you? And also, for every one of you, how will you be ready to have those conversations with your customers? And so my team works really hard on creating the type of readiness that will be helpful to you and enable you to have the right conversation with your customer at the right time about a potential change, and what does it mean for Microsoft, what does it mean for our partners, and what does it mean for you as a customer.
Yeah, critical. So last question. Mm-hmm. Is the EA going away?
No. I wouldn't say it's going to go away. You know, the journey for every customer is very different depending where they are in their buying cycle. So if you think about we had no customers and we were starting from scratch, then the modern commerce journey for that particular customer would be very straightforward. Because there is no baggage of, you know, having on-premise software or having three different contracts and et cetera. So depending where you are, the size of the customer, your experience will be very different. And also the changes you will see over the next 12 to 18 months will be very different. Some of the changes we are introducing will be only for our small, medium-sized customers. And as we learn from some of those changes and how we're landing those changes, only then we will be addressing our enterprise segment. You know, will EA be called EA? Maybe not. But there will still be a need for a committed offer. So the principles that really we created our enterprise agreement on will stand. And, you know, our customers will always want to potentially standardize depending on their size. They will want to stay compliant, and maybe a committed offer for a particular product might be a best choice.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Martina Milligan,
you're welcome.
For joining us and for talking about modern commerce today. That was really helpful. And special thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us this week for our first podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on Twitter at MSFT_CL, that stands for commercial licensing, to share feedback, submit questions, and be among the first to hear about our next episodes. So with that, thank you very much.